This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Joe Biden has remarked or released a response to the mass shooting at the Virginia Walmart. He said, "This year, I signed the most significant gun reform in a generation, but that is not nearly enough. We must take greater action." And Tom Elliott replied to this, "It's incredible how 2 days ago we were told that the challenge is too much Republican rhetoric, and today we're told that it's too many guns. The only constant is exploiting tragedies for political gain. The only constant." And I think that puts it really well. That's the only part of this that seems to remain in the narrative, is how can we exploit this? How can we blame people who we disagree with their politics? It's really unfortunate. I do want, before we get into the Thanksgiving conversation, the lines are open, by the way. It's 844-500-4242. If you're not going to talk politics, you can call in and explain why. If you are going to talk politics, if you think it's a great idea, if you're one of those people who thinks it keeps things spicy, keeps the conversation alive, you can also feel free to weigh in. But first, I have to report on this update on the SBF crypto FTX situation. So we've talked about how Elon Musk was canceling free lunches at Twitter. And as a lot of my callers have so wisely pointed out, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Like, it wasn't like these lunch fairies or unicorns were coming down from an alternate universe and dropping off lunch. Somebody's paying for it. In the case of Twitter, it's Twitter's bottom line is paying for these free, using air quotes, lunches. Now, SBF was also very generous. You know, he was like Michael Scott when it comes to generosity. He made very generous empty promises. And in this case, he would often spend $2,500 on luxury lunches for his FTX staff at a Bahamian bistro. Now, here's a plot twist for everyone. I'm about to feel like a really beautiful person. I'm reading this article, and it mentions the restaurant. It says he often spent $2,500 on lunch for himself and FTX staff at a restaurant called Coco Plum. And I said, Coco Plum? It sounds so familiar. So I Googled it. I actually ate there on my honeymoon. And I will say this, I don't remember it being crazy fancy. It was cool. It was like outside, kind of cool. And we got pretty simple dishes. And it was a special occasion. But
did you have the conch?
I didn't. I you know what? I bet Will did. He's a big conch guy. I actually got something very basic, like a French onion dip or something. I don't even remember what it was, but it was really good. That's number one. And number two is I just feel cool. I feel like Howie, you know, I actually was there. I feel like John Kerry. I can talk about this from experience because I was at this restaurant. I was at the scene of the FTX crime. No, it wasn't a crime. They were just eating lunch, but those lunches could come back to bite them.
They could have been there when you were there as well.
They could have. Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, if he knew it was my honeymoon, maybe he would have said, you know what? This one's on FTX. We've got money to burn. You two seem like a nice young couple. This one's on us. And I would have loved that. You know, I did tell them, I remember.
You seem like a nice young couple. You want to come back to my place? We got like 80 couples living here.
Want to come back to my pad? You know what's funny, though, is I do remember the restaurant was really cool. I was outdoors, very Bahamian. The staff was really nice. And I do remember I pulled the card of, well, it's our honeymoon, because I figured we'd get.
That is always the card to pull.
It was the only,
a lot of places will give you little perks for that.
It was the only time I really did it. I'll be real. But it was worth it. We got like a free dessert. They brought out a dessert with a sparkly candle in it. One of those, whoo! And I was really happy. You know, I have a picture from it, actually, Jared. I'll show you after. A picture from that restaurant. I feel like I was a part of history. I feel like Joe Biden or Forrest Gump. I was there. And who knows how many of these cool players, these con artists, were in my midst as I'm celebrating life as a newlywed. This day has taken so many turns. But yeah, that's just an update for you. And by the way, it's not just that, though. This part of it was interesting, too, in the story. It says, Bankman-Fried previously told Reuters that FTX provided its staff with free meals and an in-house Uber-like service to transport them around the island, and 10 of them lived together in a roughly $40 million luxury penthouse. I don't know. It might be luxurious, but living with 10 people for me takes all the luxury out of everything. 844-500-4242. Okay, now to the crux of the situation. Ron Klain spends most of his time on Twitter, retweeting articles from Jennifer Rubin. This is his full-time job. And today he came out with a real whopper. It's a list. It says President Biden's top accomplishments for when chatting with your uncle at Thanksgiving. Now, when he tweeted it out, he made a point to say, one last item for your Thanksgiving dinner, some talking points when that uncle comes at you about POTUS. So he's preemptively trying to help people for when that uncle, and I'm guessing that uncle is the semi-fascist Boomer Rube, comes at you at Thanksgiving. Because that uncle can't take the day off. He has to. Because when you think about both political parties, it's usually the Republicans who insist on talking politics, right? No, of course not. That uncle probably knows that that niece or that nephew is a Bernie bro or a Elizabeth Warren supporter and probably doesn't want to talk about it with him. So I think that uncle is probably going to keep his mouth shut. I think that that niece or that nephew or that sister or that brother who shows up with this list is the one who's coming at anybody in this scenario. But the list of accomplishments is hilarious.
Oh, this is going to sound wonky.
It's laughable. So it's tackling inflation and lowering costs. Gas prices are down by $1.35 per gallon since June, and inflation is moderating. Tackling, they love that word, tackling. Tackling junk fees that cost Americans billions, like surprise overdraft charges. Oh, this is the airplane thing. We're back to the air. Oh, I didn't know they already accomplished that, the legroom situation. Bravo.
Great news, minorities. You got legroom now. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Took on Big Pharma and won, lowering prescription drug and healthcare costs. Worked with Republicans to rebuild America's infrastructure. And I really like this one. Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress are extreme, in all caps. This is such a bad idea. I want to tell everybody out there.
Mega, MAGA.
Don't be this person. Don't show up with a printout. If you show up to my house with a printout of political talking points, I reserve the right to disinvite you upon arrival. I'll say, thanks, but no thanks. And whatever you bring with you, a pie, we'll accept that. The pie can come in. But we're not going to do this. Rob, you're up first on the Grace Curley Show. Are you talking politics on Thanksgiving?
I'm afraid I have to. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can. You sound great.
Okay. Yeah, I got my mother and an aunt who talk, Mara Healey's going to come in, and the libs are going to talk about abortion rights, climate change. And I can't keep my mouth shut. I have to say, don't you think the first thing they should tackle is the economy? Because people are deciding whether to heat their homes or feed their children. And they're stymied by it. And they keep going on. And it's, well, you can vote as much as you want. It's not going to change. And I'm like, no, that's exactly why we should vote, because it has to change. Don't you understand? We, the people, can make it change. That's why we have to get educated. That's why we have to vote, so it can change, especially in states like this, in California.
Yeah, you know, I do want to add this little caveat here for everyone. While I don't suggest talking about politics if you can avoid it, if you're around other people who are going to talk politics, then like I said before, all bets are off. You know, it's fair game. You can talk about, I don't expect you to sit there and bite your tongue while everybody else is talking about how great Mara Healey's going to be. That is just cruel and unusual punishment. You have no choice but to chime in. But if no one else, don't be the one who brings it up, I guess, is my take to everyone. Because, You're never going to change. That's the other part of it. Is, you know, you said your aunt and your mom and stuff, they say that nothing's going to change voting wise. And I don't believe that at all. But I do believe that you're not changing minds at the Thanksgiving table. You know, like, you're not going to convince your nephew who hates Donald Trump of all his great policies while you're shoving your face full of turkey. It's just not going to happen. So you might as well enjoy the day for what it is. 844-500-4242. Adam, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you talking politics on Thanksgiving, Adam?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that you have to give thanks. I mean, two times you shouldn't talk in politics is basically Thanksgiving and a Christmas. I mean, I think we can talk politics every day of the week, but sometimes you have to take a break and just enjoy life. I mean, gosh, we've been given this amazing gift of life, and why not enjoy it over the Thanksgiving holiday and also at Christmas? So, Grace, thank you so much for the wonderful job you've done keeping everybody sane in this crazy world, and I just want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Adam, and thank you so much for the call, and I agree
enjoy
with you.
Enjoy life? What kind of MAGA extremism is that?
Yeah, I'm getting some undertones. I'm getting some semi-fascist.
Mega ultra Adam.
Semi-fascist, mega undertones there. No, but he's right, and you should be able to enjoy other people's company and give yourself a break too. It's not just about, I'm not saying this to make everybody else feel comfortable, although that is a nice thing to do. But it's also to give yourself a break. You know, sometimes I say this to people who I love, who get so caught up, and they share my same political beliefs, but they get so angry and they watch this stuff all the time. And it's like, I'm glad if you listen to my show for 3 hours, and then you listen to Howie's for four. I love that. But Howie and I try to keep it light, you know, and sometimes talking about hard news and listening to hard news 24/7 can get you really angry, and you deserve to enjoy a day without feeling angry. So don't rob yourself of that. 844-500-4242. I see you on the lines. I'm glad you have opinions on this. We're going to come right back to your calls. Give us your advice. Tell us if you're talking politics on Turkey Day. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. Black Friday is 2 days away, and that means it's time to stock up on your Christmas gifts, on your holiday gifts, so that you're not left empty-handed. You're not left going to the mall on Christmas Eve. I have the perfect deal for you to take advantage of. It's the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-pack. He bought two of them. So he's all set. He can check it off his list. If someone shows up and gives him a gift that he didn't expect, he's got a Thunderstorm Air Purifier wrapped up, ready to go. And if you're not sure what a Thunderstorm is, we're going to explain it to you. It's a very powerful device, but it's small and it's quiet. It's small and it's quiet, Jared, but it's mighty. And it gets rid of all of those weird smells. Sometimes your house has a weird smell, and I don't want to freak people out, but you might not know it has a weird smell.
Yeah, if you've gone nose blind to it, you're having people over for the holidays, you don't want them to walk in and say, "Dear Lord, what is that smell?"
Nose blind, I like that. Yeah. I never heard that before.
Oh, really? Yeah, nose blind. I've used that term for a while. If nobody else takes it, I'll say I coined it. But what the Eden Pure Thunderstorm does is it gets rid of those odors. Because you just plug it into the wall, like Grace said, it's small, you just plug it in, you turn it on, and it ionizes the air right out of the gate. Within a couple minutes, the odors start to fade, and with an hour, they're gone.
Yeah, and you know, when you're cooking a turkey, when you got all that stuff brewing in the kitchen, it smells so good. For a few hours that day, you can enjoy the smells. And then once everybody leaves and you're cleaning up, you want that out. You want your house to smell like your house again, not like a mixture of all the different sides that everybody brought in the green bean casserole. So you turn this on, it eliminates odors. It gets rid of it. It makes the air smell fresh, clean, pure. It's the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And right now, you can take advantage of this great deal to get a 3-pack. It's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code GRACE3 at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. We're coming right back to your calls. My question for the listeners, are you going to talk politics? Are you going to bring this list from Ron Klain and read off all of the bullet points of all of the wonderful things that the most popular, compassionate, decent president we've ever had has managed to accomplish in 2 years? Let us know. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
Grace Curley. You probably recognize her from the thing.
Of your acting?
Yeah.
In the kitchen cooking?
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
The boat movie.
Yeah, there's no boat. There's no kitchen.
You never cooked chicken Alfredo with a friend?
No.
This is the, who is it again? Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide, so order yours today at monetarygold.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Do you talk politics at Thanksgiving?
No, I want to have fun. I don't want to fight. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to eat. So no, I do not talk politics on Thanksgiving.
69% of the audience say no, and 31% say yes.
A lot of people on the lines to discuss this, and I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. I want to start with the caller whose description is intriguing me the most. Let's go to Jonathan. You're next up. Do you talk politics, Jonathan?
Hi. Wow, I didn't expect you to pick up quickly. Sorry about that. Okay, now you're off speaker. You know, I really hope I don't have to speak politics, but I'm sharing Thanksgiving with my Kathy Hochul voter relatives, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
And, yeah. And, I mean, there's no doubt. I've seen so many crazy things in this family that's very closely related to me, but I know none of them are listening to any of this, so that's fine. But I have to say it's very disheartening because 2016 was a year where we had Thanksgiving, I mean, at the same place I'll be, and the same people were visiting, and my recent graduate from college at the time, niece, she cornered me and had to know why I voted for Trump. And all the things I explained, like, number one, here's a guy who's a billionaire who I can see really wants to change this country, doesn't like what he's seen happening to it. I don't think he has anything to gain by this. He can't make any money. He's got plenty of money. And nobody wanted to hear any of my reasoning. And I said, I think he's an intriguing guy. I've liked some of what he says. And he's also been completely misrepresented from the beginning. From the moment he came down the escalator, they falsely reported his comments about, you know, anybody coming across the border illegally. They falsely called it 45 minutes after he announced. And from there, you know, I said all these things. So, but the family we're dealing with, I mean, we're talking about people who went out of their way about 12 years ago to order a Honda Accord with no AC because, you know, they were all made with them. But, of course, they wanted to get a car to virtual signal that they don't want to, you know, emit to the environment. So they got a car without AC.
Wait, now, hold on, John.
How dare you?
I just want to tell you something. First of all, your niece coming over to you and cornering you on Thanksgiving and demanding to know why you voted for Trump, and I'm not saying this sarcastically or to be mean, it says a lot more about her, and it's sad, really, because if you're not able to put something on hold for a day, then...
Oh, you're so correct. Let me tell you, the latest, when I click on Facebook every now and then, which is a rare thing for me, except when I may post a band thing that I'm in, I saw the latest thing after Stacey Abrams' last loss. She had something up there, and I'm not going to read it. I don't know what it was, but it was a what was me thing about Stacey Abrams. And, you know, the whole family is like that. I mean, we're talking about people who in 2016, all these people were about 20s and 30s, the three nieces and nephews.
Jonathan, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to ask you one question, though.
Going on too much.
No, but before 2016, when you'd have these Thanksgivings and stuff, and, you know, I'm sure, and I'm not sure, but maybe you weren't a huge fan of Obama. Did you ever bring it up to them? Did you ever corner them about Obama?
No, I wasn't a fan of talking about politics in any certain way. I just had my beliefs, and if it came up, it wasn't me bringing it up. I'm not a fan of, I just don't like to talk about it. I have a circle of friends that we all have some beliefs. I have some friends that don't believe anything that we do, and they just sarcastically say things like, oh, I don't want to hear that right now. It's like, let's, you know, talk about something that isn't meaningful. And so, no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, you know, you have a tricky situation. I'll go into this more when we come back, because Kathy Hochul, that would frustrate me too. I mean, throwing away the chance to bring in something new and to change what's happening in New York, which is just going down the tubes, that's definitely tough. But I think it does say a lot more about people if they can't put it on pause for a day, that their lives are a little empty and this is all they got going. We'll talk more about this when we come back. It's 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Will you or won't you talk politics? And you know, the calls we're getting, a lot of people are mentioning their nieces and nephews and how it's always like the 20-somethings who have to bring up politics. In other words, if you're one of my callers, you might be that uncle who's going to get confronted with this list that Ron Klain put together of Joe Biden's accomplishments. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And some of these include, despite global challenges, we're making progress. Rallied the world in defense of Ukraine in the face of Putin's aggression, and no taxes on people making above 400K. No taxes on people making above 400K. He kept his promise. Yeah, there's a few of these. And a lot of tackling. He's tackling inflation. He's tackling junk fees. He's tackling. Okay? And we have people on the lines right now. It's a little mix of some people will, some people won't talk politics. But Ron Klain is trying to give you a little bit of guidance on if you're going to bring it up, if your uncle's a Trump supporter, a semi-fascist, a boomer rube, then you will be armed with the facts as they see fit. Okay, let's go to, oh, and I just, one more thing here I just want to point out. When I say don't do yourself the disadvantage of not enjoying the day and don't bring up politics, I should let you know that it's, I understand it's very tempting. Like, I'm tempted sometimes. You're around a liberal loved one and you want to say, hey, how's your 401k doing? Hey, how's building back better? You know, hey, Trump wasn't that bad, huh? Do you miss those mean tweets? I'm as tempted as the next person. But the satisfaction you'll get in that small moment when you compare it to ruining the rest of the day and then having to hear all of their little comments, I don't think it's worth it. Let's go to Dave. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. And by the way, the lines are open. It's 844-500-4242. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Grace, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
But I fall in the gray area. See, I'm going to bring up politics without mentioning politics. I'm going to brag about how glad I was that I pre-bought all my oil this year early, as I did last year, and I'm already saving lots of money, and how I got an awesome deal on a new generator so I can be ready for the blackouts they told us are coming. And what else can I say? And then someone will obviously bring up the price of groceries and gas. And, tell them maybe I'm thinking about buying an electric vehicle.
You know what's funny, though, Dave? You know what you just made me realize is it's harder than ever not to bring up politics because everything can be construed as political. If you talk about, you know, the price of gas, or if you talk about masks coming back, that was the news yesterday that HHS is trying to promote the return of the mask once again. And so you're right. If you bring up anything and there's a liberal in the room, there's a good chance they'll take that as some sort of insult at them and they might get defensive. I would call that passive aggressive talking about politics.
That extra 26% on this pie crust really makes this apple pie pop.
Yeah. I get what he's going for. I don't know if it's going to go any smoother than anybody else bringing up politics, but it is tricky now because I even remember during COVID, you know, somebody would ask me a question about, you know, the wedding or, you know, is your sister's graduation? You know, people ask you about life things because of COVID and, you know, what effect it had. And if you said anything about it, like, oh, geez, yeah, it's pushed off, or, you know, yeah, my little cousin still has to wear a mask at school. It's ridiculous. Those things would be construed as political because people would know either you were a mask follower, you were a Fauci follower, you were a science follower, or you were a science denier. You were a MAGA hatted boomer rube. And so that last caller, Dave, has a good point. It's kind of harder to avoid than maybe I originally suspected. Stephen, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hi, I'd like to mention that I'm kind of eclectic. I know that I don't really talk about politics and Thanksgiving. I'm kind of by myself. I know when I went to Boston in 1985, I went to Central Square and ate at a Pakistani restaurant. That was my day for Thanksgiving dinner. I'm a writer, and usually it's always a working day for me. I'm going to be working on things while I'm doing that. Now, I want to mention this because I've written a novel about Boston called Guards, and it's kind of like 300 pages of you and Howie together. In fact, I dedicated the book to Howie, and I'd like to know, how can I send you and Howie a copy?
You can email me, grace@howiekarcher.com, Stephen, and I'll give you the address to send it to. How does that sound?
Okay, grace@howiekarcher.com. Howie Carcher. That sounds great. I'll look forward to doing that, and hope you have a good Thanksgiving dinner. And listen, whatever happens, go for the drumstick.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Stephen. I appreciate it, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go to Steve. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Grace. Anybody coming near my house automatically knows politics is coming up big time.
Okay.
I'm a 60-year-old Southern New Hampshire guy. We voted almost 2.5 times Republican to Democrat, and I don't know how the hell New Hampshire ended up like it did with all of our Democrats back, with the exception of Chris Sununu. So I guess I'm just an angry 60-year-old that is totally fed up with what's going on, and politics is always right there.
Yeah, and you know, that's the beauty of this country, Steve. That is your right. If you want to make it all political, and if you want to get into some heated conversations, then you have every right to do that. It just doesn't sound enjoyable to me. It sounds so uncomfortable, you know? And I do think, I just want to remind people, there are other things to talk about. While I will say it's very easy now to get into politics, you kind of have to flex a different muscle in your brain to talk about other things. And you'll be surprised once you start doing it, once you start bringing up other things and fun things and, you know, events and things you've done, you can have really meaningful conversations. I'm not saying you can't have those about politics, but it's nice to take a little breather sometimes. That's just my 2 cents. Let's go to Billy Mack. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Billy Mack.
Hey, Grace. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
I'm gonna turn the tables on you, Grace. I'm going to tell you the town I'm going to, and I'm going to ask you if you think I'm talking politics.
All right, shoot.
So I'm going to my cousin's house in Newton.
Oh, Newton. Very familiar with Newton. I'm going to guess, Billy Mack, since you're calling into the Grace Curley Show, that maybe you'll be putting your politics aside for the day.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thanks, Grace.
Winner, winner, turkey dinner. Yeah, you know, and it's funny, too, how it does change if you're on your own turf, you know? If you're on your own turf and you're cooking the meal, and you're, you know, filling up the fridge with the drinks, you probably do feel a little bit more entitled to, hey, this is my home. I'm going to talk about what I want.
You want the candied yams? You apologize to my 401k.
Yeah, but if you're going to someone else's house, you know, you might feel a little bit less inclined to go down that road. I love everyone's different takes on this. Greg, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to my sister-in-law's, and they're of the same type of person. They're conservatives, but I constantly wear T-shirts that have something to say. And when I go out on Friday, on Black Friday, I'm going to wear my T-shirt that says, I lost it.
That's okay, Greg. Wear your T-shirt, though. I'm sure it's great. I just want to add here that what Greg is basically saying is he's going to be around like-minded people, and that does change the game. For example, on Thanksgiving, I hang out. I'm lucky enough to attend Will's grandmother's Thanksgiving, and Will's grandmother has the same political views as I do. And we'll talk politics a little bit, but it's because I know my audience, and I know that when it's done, we're both going to feel good, and we're going to say, all right, that was a nice conversation. See you later. But if there's other people at the Thanksgiving who I don't know their politics, I will still steer clear. I don't feel it's a necessity to bring it up with every person I talk to. So I also think it's okay to kind of get the lay of the land and say, how's this conversation going to go? Dave, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Grace. Well, I try not to bring it up, but other people, it always seems like other people bring it up, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get 5 or 10 seconds to talk about it. I'm a free stater. I'm one of those people that, you know, libertarians moved to New Hampshire for more freedom. And so people want to know, what's going on in New Hampshire because we're always doing something crazy up there. And so they ask me about it or it just comes up, right? So I don't necessarily bring it up.
Yeah, that is a common theme here, which is Republicans, and this isn't all the time, but oftentimes that uncle, as Ron Klain might describe him, is not the one who is initiating the political conversation. I think it's, I would, and I'm going to paint with a broad brush, I would say more likely it's the kids who are back from college, it's the 20-somethings, it's the Bernie bros who like to voice their opinion, because in a lot of ways, their opinions are celebrated by the media, they're celebrated by Hollywood, they're celebrated by, you know, all these giant organizations. And so they feel a lot more, what's the word I'm thinking of? Not entitled, but
emboldened.
Emboldened. Thank you, Jared. They feel a lot more emboldened, and they don't think about the fact that it might make somebody else unhappy. And that's okay. They don't have to think about that. But conservatives are more likely to say, nah, I'm going to keep my mouth shut here and just go along to get along. Because guess what? That's what we've been doing for decades. That's why they talk about the silent majority, you know, is because you have a lot less to gain as a Republican when you bring it up. You're going to be made to be the bad guy. So a lot of Republicans just say, I'm going to resign myself to just sitting here and enjoying the meal. And that's okay, too. Whatever you want to do, I support you. That's the Grace Curley Show message. 844-500-4242. And in case you're wondering what Joe Biden's going to do on Thanksgiving, first of all, he loves a list. So maybe Ron Klain was actually printing out this list for Joe, because Joe can cut this up and put it on note cards for his Thanksgiving. And
the only
can...
red wave this season is going to be a German Shepherd commander knocks over the cranberry sauce on our table.
He can read this list to Commander at the Thanksgiving table. Do you want to hear about all my accomplishments, Commander? Buckle up. Brace for impact. It's going to be a bumpy ride. I got a lot of things I want to talk about. Well, he will be back at the private equity billionaires $20 million Nantucket pad for Thanksgiving. That's David Rubenstein, who is a private equity billionaire. He will be hosting Joe Biden. That's where the Biden family will be spending Thanksgiving. And while at the Rubenstein sprawling $20 million waterfront home, I don't know what that means for global warming. I hope Joe is aware that it's waterfront.
Is it by the windmills?
This is not, I don't think Joe's going to be happy about this. I know he was there last year, but maybe the water wasn't there yet. Maybe it just
don't
became.
Don't sink. We need you.
Maybe it just became waterfront over the last few days. But it says Biden indicated earlier this month that the upcoming holiday season would be a prime opportunity for him to discuss running for re-election in 2024. You thought your Thanksgiving political discussion was going to be rough? Think about the Bidens. They have to listen to this 80-year-old man talk about running in 2024. And they're all probably encouraging it. I would love to be a fly on the wall at that Thanksgiving. Yeah, Pop, you should run. You're sharp as ever.
I am sharp as ever. Want to see me do a push-up? Watch me. Check.
Hey, Pop, why are you talking to the dog?
It says, my intention is that I run again. Well, of course that's your intention. You're spending Thanksgivings at a $20 million sprawling estate on Nantucket. You spend all of your time in Delaware eating chocolate chip ice cream. Why wouldn't you do this? You'd have to be out of your mind not to sign up for this again. You get to fly around on a private plane on Air Force One, eat ice cream, not go to work, ride a bicycle. What is not to love? This is the perfect gig for Joe Biden. I just hope that he brings his handy dandy Ron Klain approved talking sheet, because that is what you need on Thanksgiving.
Why is Hunter siphoning Barack's natural gas? What's going on here?
You know I love the Fallins Bee Inn, located in North Sutton, New Hampshire, and I know you will love it too. That's why we're having a Grace Curley listener weekend on December 9th and 10th. My favorite innkeeper, Dennis Swords, is going to make it a very special getaway. I hope you can join us. In addition to their famous breakfast, Dennis is making his authentic New Orleans-style gumbo dinner on Saturday night, just for this special weekend's guest. We've done this before. We had a listener getaway. I was raving about it, Jared. You remember this. I was raving about it for months. I mean, even one of my favorite VIPs, Jamie, she had us rolling over laughing at the entire dinner. And she actually signed up for this listener getaway. So if you're worried about like the comedy show, it will be taking place because Jamie is a laugh riot. Everyone there was so fun. We had the best time. We played games, sat by the fire. We took walks. And you get to do your own thing, too. You know, it's not like I'm going to, you know, be bugging you all weekend long. You take walks. You check out the leaves. You check out the foliage. And you get to enjoy yourself. It's BYOB. Dennis is going to make an incredible homemade Cajun chicken and andouille sausage gumbo. Dinner is going to be followed with a choice of homemade desserts. Breakfasts are included, and they are incredible. Hands down, best breakfast I've ever had. Blueberry waffles, eggs benedict, homemade granola, yogurt, everything you could imagine, and the best coffee around. Howie can vouch for me on that. The coffee is amazing. And rooms start at $215 per night. You're not going to get a better deal than this. Double occupancy plus tax. It's a two-night minimum. Now, this offer is only for the listeners' weekend getaway, staying at the Follinsby Inn December 9th and 10th. So I want you to book early. If you were trying to book earlier this week and it said it was sold out, we do have a few rooms still available. So don't miss this opportunity. It's going to be a really fun time, and I want to see you there. I heard from a lot of people this summer that they wanted to check out the Follinsby Inn. This is the perfect time to do it because you're not only getting a great deal, but you're going to get to hang out with a lot of Grace Curley Show listeners, which is going to be super great. So room availability is limited. Go to follinsbeinn.com. That's follansbee.com. One more time, follansbee.com. When we come back, we're talking to Howard Lawrence Carr, the captain, about his Turkey Day plans. Don't go anywhere.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Two big names in snow removal, GMC and Fisher, get both at Tux Trucks, GMC Fisher in Hudson, Mass. Joining us now is Howie Carr. And there's a new story out of Fortune magazine that Canadian teachers could have a $95 million hole in their pensions due to the FTX crypto implosion. But what Howie was writing about, forget Canada. He's focused on the Bay State. And, you know, a lot of people, Howie, know about Tom Brady, the Big Poppy, and all these celebrities. But it goes a lot deeper than that.
Oh, it sure does. The father, Bankman, was writing tax legislation for the fake Indian. He gave her big money. The mother, Barbara Freed, had 3 degrees from Harvard University, a BA, an MA, and a JD. You got Jake Auchincloss, I think, went to high school, the congressman. He went to high school about the same time with Caroline Ellison. And, he got big money from the contributions from FTX. And his father worked for Fauci and was involved in all of the insider trading that the Wall Street Journal has been writing about.
And Caroline Ellison's parents, too, right? You wrote about her parents.
Yeah, Caroline Ellison's parents are both teachers at professors at MIT. And another guy who was a professor at MIT in the economics department with the Ellison parents, who lived in Newton, was Gary Gensler, who's now the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is supposed to be regulating these people. The boyfriend, that fat slob, bank run fraud, he used to have meetings in D.C. with Gary Gensler when he wasn't going to the White House, to meet with Biden's assistants after he gave Biden $5 million.
If anyone wants to check out all these connections, you can go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Howie's latest. Hey, Howie, off topic here, but really quick question as we roll into Thanksgiving. We know you like filet mignon over turkey. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Dressing, stuffing. I really like stuffing. I was thinking about it once when I was younger. I saw a recipe for oyster stuffed the dressing, and I did that. I loved it.
Fancy, Howie.
Everybody else despised it, but I thought it was great.
That's the best kind of side, Howie, when you're the only one who likes it. You selfish, selfish man. All right, Howie's coming up next. He's got a great Thanksgiving day, pre-Thanksgiving show. We're off tomorrow, but don't miss Friday's show and enjoy your Thanksgiving.